Sacrifice, part two. And you had to sacrifice your core values to the detriment of self for the betterment of another. That's called a relationship. Now, if that relationship is teaching somebody how to do something to improve their own life, to enhance their own life, in other words, if you're sacrificing your time to exercise to teach somebody else how to exercise or eat properly or park a car or doing whatever is necessary for the family or for the development of the tribe, then it's a worthy trade of time, but it's always your decision. All decisions are made from the I. What am I willing to give up for you, we, to the all? What can we do for the betterment of all? If you're making a decision to sacrifice your own core values because somebody else is very good at manipulating you, and many people are, this is where you need to be extremely careful. The habit of manipulating other people into sacrificing for them is something that they often learn in their childhood from their parents, and often they use it to manipulate their parents to get what they want. Sadly, people get so much benefit through the manipulation of other people, without realizing it, they turn it into a handicap, or they have a handicap and don't make the work to heal because of the benefits of the handicap. This eventually turns into what I refer to as the poor me syndrome. To the degree that you help somebody in that vein, you actually support their own codependence and pathology. So you're also supporting your own loss of your own freedom and your own time if you continue to allow them to manipulate you in this way. Therefore, you have to be intelligent enough to look at and evaluate whether or not what you're offering somebody else is really a gift to them, a gift to the tribe, a gift to the relationship, a gift to humanity, or is it just a distraction because you're supporting a behavior that doesn't serve them, doesn't serve you, and therefore doesn't serve the humanity or the planet, but has become a habit of your own. These are tough decisions to make. I'll just close this comment by saying, be very, very careful about sacrificing your core values, because there's a very fine line between enabling someone else who's in the habit of manipulating or fortifying their own pathology and actually helping them. If you're enabling a disabling behavior, then essentially you're disabling the family or the tribe, which is ultimately a subsection of society itself. So there's a lot of responsibility in being clear about your core values. And as I often say, your yes has no value until you learn to say no. The word sacrifice essentially means to give up or to let go of. So if you're sacrificing your values, in my opinion, you need to be clear that it's for the betterment of yourself, or the betterment of the person you're sacrificing for, or the betterment of the tribe, or the betterment of the all. Or sadly, you're just contributing to the problems in society.